Okay, I'm doing it live.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 60th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for mid-September 2016. In this episode, we unbox the Sci-Fi Taster Box from Mantic's web store. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/c/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of this show. And now on to the episode.
And welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast with your hosts Jack and Rob, and this is episode 60. Already 60. Can you believe it?
Nope. I cannot believe it.
It's like a bad dream.
60 horrible episodes.
This one will probably be pretty terrible for many reasons.
But not because that we have lots of news and we have a certain unboxing.
No. Well, partly because of the unboxing. I'm sure that's going to be a complete show too, but...
Swearing.
No.
No, right off the bat. Anyways, yeah. We got lots of news, lots of pictures for... They released a lot of pictures from the Warpath Kickstarter, so we'll see a lot of those pictures. And, yeah, we actually painted stuff. Spoiler.
Spoilers.
So, let's get on with it. Let's do this. We can do it.
News! News! Warpath, the Kickstarter, coming in October.
Yep, so the shipping's in October. Everybody by now knows that. Hopefully October. I'm guessing more November by the time we actually get it. But we'll see.
Either way, that's starting to get when the snow is threatening and when we'll have our time indoors to, you know, break up the paints and relax and keep out of the harsh climate.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we'll get it before the snow flies. I have a feeling this winter's going to be bad, but we'll see. Because last winter was not bad.
The old trick me acting up.
That's right. So there is some pictures from Warpath. And the first one's the Enforcer Ajax Strider. And this mofo, giant shield, cool explosive spear, breaching tool. I forget what they call it. Do you remember what they call it?
Yeah.
And it's got a neat faceplate too. It's more armored faceplate.
It vaguely resembles the cockpit that we're accustomed to, the cockpit of yore, with the bottom looks like a intake, air intake, and just kind of around the outside, but the center looks like an Enforcer helmet now.
Oh, yeah, I guess it does, yeah. Now you say that.
Now, I'm going to make some bold assumptions and say that this is the Enforcer variant. Perhaps we will get the different looks for Rebs, should they have that available, or the...
No, I think this is exclusive to Enforcers in the lists, because they've never mentioned anything for anybody else, so... But I think when you buy it, you get all the old ones, too, I think. I think that's what they said in the Kickstarter, that this will just be now part of the package, but... You get a giant shield. It looks just like the Enforcer shield, just giant.
Yes.
And a spear thing. I don't know about a spear thing. First of all, I would put it the other way, so he's not like stabbing underhand. He'd be stabbing overhand, wouldn't you put it the other way around?
So instead of, say, a phalanx, you would be doing a Zulu effect, where you know.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got a little loincloth. He does. He looks like he's got a loincloth with that piece of armor on his groin, so... I don't know. I guess it's half dozen one.
The half dozen that I like is the shield. The other half dozen will be how... The other hand is modeled with a gun.
Yeah. You wouldn't have a shield with a gun, yeah. Yeah, we'll see how that works out. I'm going to just magnetize it, I assume, so I can just use those bits on my old Strider. Because, my old Strider, even the faceplate comes off because I made it so you could be a Reb, so...
Yeah.
My second Strider, I don't think I magnetized, did I? I don't remember now. So, it'll be fun. I think we're getting three of these with the Kickstarter, so we'll see.
That's good.
Yep, we'll have some fun with those. Next picture is the Enforcer Interceptor. We've seen it before, but this one's painted on a flight stand. It's coming closer. And below that is the actual bits to it, the actual, all the parts. It's got quite a few parts.
It does.
But yeah, it looks like it's just a box, really, and then you just put all the pieces on it.
It's the big beginning of bigger and better things for the game in the way of vehicles and expansions, you know, for us in Dead Zone.
Good thing about it, it looks like it's got a lot of tabs that you can just, everything fits together via tabs, so you don't have to worry about pinning it or, you know, for such a big model, it looks like it's going to be pretty stable.
Yeah, yeah, you can see how it attaches by looking at that exploded diagram. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like making MDF terrain or MDF vehicles where you need six hands all holding it and pushing it together.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of, but this looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
More excited for that now. Well, I was pretty excited. I don't know if I'm more excited, because how could I be even more excited, but I can't wait. He's so cool. And then we got some Veermin Tunnel Runners. We have better shots of those guys, all painted up. Very close-up shots, too. The first one's them going against the new marionettes and the new turret gun thing.
It gives... the turret gun thing looks pretty wicked.
Yeah.
But it gives some scale to the marionettes themselves, which we hadn't seen.
They look pretty big.
But the tunnel runners are pretty sizable, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they look cool. And then there's a side view of the little pilot.
Yes. He looks very much like the new... They've kind of narrowed down the Veermin look now. He's got these very much... He's very much in the new style that they've kind of, you know, weeded out now.
More the mole style.
Yes, less of a rat man, more of a mole rat.
Although the next picture is another version. You got him pointing this time, and he's got the more rat head, I think, on that one. It's almost like a wolf head, actually.
Yeah, and the head and the arms, those are classic Veermin right from, like, I can reach around, grab a Veermin right now that has that same arm and that same head.
Yeah, they're just using bits from the other things for the guys on the inside, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like how you have a choice for heads, though. It's nice that you can do different things.
There must be, because that arm doesn't have the chemical sprayer on it, so there must be variations that you can do, even if it's just cosmetic. It's still it's one of those things that Mantic does. That allows you to make your army look different, make it look the way you want it to. Yeah.
I also like all the details on the outside of the Tunnel Runner, all the little, you can see that it's like plates put together, almost like a track. And then the inside where you can see even where the gears go to drive it, right? Like that's,
yes.
It's pretty detailed. It's got a lot of detail going on there. It's cool. I'm excited for that now too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think we always were. The novelty of the hamster ball was a LARF to begin with. And as it's been revealed slowly, I've fallen more and more in love with it.
I think this one's delayed until the winter, until January. I think that's one of the ones delayed, but still gives us something to look forward to.
Well, yes. But I think we'll have plenty to... We'll have plenty to keep ourselves occupied with, but yes, I unfortunately.
And another one is the next one, which is pretty disgusting. It's the Veermin Tangle. Look how, is that leathery? And you can see all their tails are tied together, but is that leathery outside? Is that their skin? Or you think that's something they put on top of them to keep the little guys warm?
You think that's like a little blanket so that they don't...
Or is that their skin? It's more disgusting if it's their skin.
It's a blanket under them.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that's filth.
No, you can see the folds and where it's hanging off, where it's shredded.
So the top one?
Are they like little like slugs? Or are they got blankies on?
Well, bear with me here. The regular Veermin wear clothing, so I assume they have genitals and other things. That, you know, would modesty would say that perhaps they should keep clothed. But since their tails are tied together, they can't wear pants.
So they just got wraps on?
So they must have some sort of like shroud. They just like cover your shame.
And the Maligni that comes with it, that's their guard. That weapon is the same weapon as the Broodmother. Broodmother? Is that her name? Yeah. So it's kind of neat. That's kind of mixed between the Progenitor, I think, and a Broodmother with that weapon. It's kind of cool. It's a little different.
A little different, but so very much the same that it looks unified. The whole thing does. Like, even the rats that are underneath.
Yeah, those are funny, too. Is that how they travel? Is that their mode of travel? The rats pull them along, like, are on top of their backs and just move them along?
I believe so. I think like a perverted creation myth from some Aboriginal tribe that I believe they're carting the whole thing like it's the earth.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, they're kind of like the, from, what was his name? The Piper. He's kind of rat swarm, kind of by same idea.
Yeah, they kind of look the same. Yeah.
And I like how it's lashed together, kind of just like makeshift. That's more like how the Veerman should be, a lot more makeshift.
And you know, just rusted steel. And again, that I think we thought that was going to be a Dynamite model, even when we saw the concept. And sure, that's professionally painted, like a fine resin cast. Like there's no way that's not going to look Dynamite. But I think even in our chubby, malformed hands, I'm sure we could get that to look pretty decent.
Yeah, it's cool. And then we finally got a picture of Hacker Halftail, the hero from Warpath for the Veerman. He looks like he's got a football in his hand, but I think it's binoculars. Or explosives? Something. Yeah, maybe explosives.
I bet you it's explosives, because the Veerman can have sticky bombs.
Yeah. But he's cool looking. I like that's, once again, that's more Veerman. I like, he's kind of like just, he looks like he's just throwing stuff on. He's got a little hoodie on. A lot less organized than the regular Veerman, it seems like, which I like better, this version.
They're quite armored, the regular ones. And even that, like, when I first heard of them, I thought they were going to be wearing, like, just rags and stuff and very organic. But they turned out to be armored and pretty clothed up.
I think this is a nice middle ground, Hacker.
Yeah. I've come to accept and now embrace their look.
But I like him a lot, too. He's cool.
And you can't see his tail because it's
he's only got half of one, obviously.
Half of it, so.
Yeah, they should have shown his back. Maybe that'll be a surprise.
You turn around and go, oh, there's the half. I'm a half tail kind of guy.
If he has a full tail, he's got to get it. We're going to have to cut it in half.
Oh, well.
And the next picture is the Murderbirds, finally. This is the Warpath setup with them on actually multi-base. But each of these separate single things will be each a different Murderbird. So some are big vultures, some are like crows. It's very cool. And I like how they're on, like, some are on boxes, some are on flight stands, some are on like a tree, a rotten tree.
Yeah, you'll... As individuals, we'll be playing them in Dead Zone as individuals instead of on that multi-base. You're going to have your favorite. You're going to have the one you're going to field every time. If you get one murder bird for your strike team. And yeah. I know it's the big condor looking one. Like the eagle's kind of cool. That big condor one on the box, he's like a turkey vulture.
Yeah, yeah. Personally, I like the little ones. The ones on the flight stand in the back, the crows. Those are my favorite. Cool, though. I think they're going to be neat. Murder birds. And then the big thing that came out... And the big thing that came out from the Mantic... Mantic has their own store and game shop now, like game place to play games. And they had an open day there. And the big thing that came out was they have a new Dr. Simmons. They previewed a new Dr. Simmons. So she's... What do you think about her? Do you think she's better than the old sculpt?
Yes.
Well, obviously, right?
Obviously. I still, that she's, all the rest of them are completely bald, and she has that shock of Pantene conditioned hair, which is still jarring. But now her face looks more human.
Yeah.
And it almost...
Her hands are the right size. They're not overly sized.
Yeah, it almost looks like she's a hybrid between a plagued out human and a human.
Like early enough in the stage that she's still human-like?
Yeah, or it was halted for some reason. It's obviously the suit's much better, like the clothes are much better, lots more detail in every way, a better sculpt. But I think
gives you more character.
Yeah, yeah. Now hopefully she has the stats to back it up.
Didn't she have a rifle or something in the other one too? Now she's got like a pistol.
Yes, yeah, and she was carrying it. She was she was carrying it like you would running with your weapon, but she was like standing there pointing with a giant hand.
So I like this one a lot better. She's pretty cool. Well, there you go. That's all the new stuff we've seen to date. Oh, actually, in the background there, you can see half a dog too.
I was eyeballing some of the stuff in the background. There's the obvious stage one up there and some other stuff, but yeah.
He's a muscular little dog.
Aw, he's adorable little pooch.
Anyways, we'll be right back after the Mantic ad. We'll talk about something else, because that's what we do. That's what we do.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast with your hosts Jack Fike and Rob Harper. The Dead Zone Podcast is dedicated to Dead Zone, the tabletop miniature game by Mantic Games. Visit them at manticgames.com.
Hey, this is Pat Lewis, North American Community Manager for Mantic Games, and you are listening to Dead Zone, the podcast.
Ready to unbox?
I am ready to unbox.
Excellent. Ready to crumple those plastics?
I think I am prepared in every way, shape, or form to crumple all manner of items.
Well, the best thing is, now that I have it on separate channels, I can just mute you while you're crumpling. As long as you're not like, and then I'm doing this and talking while crumpling. Just don't always talk and crumple. Crumple, then talk. That's the rules now.
So I'm going to reposition the camera here. This is why the audio for this episode is going to be pretty terrible. We couldn't get together in the studio. In fact, shush, I'm just diving right in. We don't even say what we're doing.
Anyways, as you heard our background talk, we are unboxing the Sci-Fi Taster from Mantic. They did boxes, and Jack ordered one. He has one in his studio. We're doing this over Skype. Should be interesting. There'll be a lot of crumpling, but with some new audio wizardry, I might be able to minimize how annoying it is, but we'll see.
And we're doing it, we couldn't get to the studio together. I received this almost a week ago, but we've both been quite busy, so we decided when we do the next Dead Zone podcast, and we had to do this, we couldn't even wait to get together to do that, to record this in the studio, that we would do the unboxing. And Rob said, hey, you just turn on the camera, I can see as you do it. So without further ado, I'm just going to adjust the camera so you don't see. So he's not looking at my grotesque.
Jack, you were supposed to wear pants. Remember I told you.
Oh, no. Okay, let me just reach down here and pick up the box from the floor.
Oh. That taint right.
That taint right at all. Okay. So, the Sci-Fi Taster.
Uh-oh.
Let's open this bad boy up.
And we would do a video version of this, but we don't know how to record over Skype for free. So if anybody knows how to do that, record video over Skype for free, you hit us up and let us know. And next time Jack does a Sci-Fi Taster opening, you'll see it in all its live glory.
Maybe we'll all hang out and we'll watch it together.
I don't even know how to do a hangout. With Pat and Coach do hangouts? No idea.
Oh, yeah. No, me either.
Crumple, crumple, crumple. Good.
Here we go.
So seems to be nicely packaged. It's better packaged than their crazy boxes so far. It's got like a nice molted box. You'll have to take pictures of everything, Jack.
Terrain.
Terrain. I didn't think there would be terrain in there.
There's some stairs and some corner pieces.
You're going to add some stairs to all the stuff you just built?
That. Sprue of connectors with the legs.
Yeah, for the like where are they originally? I think they were part of the the landing pad, maybe?
Landing pad, maybe. But also, I think it came with the armored combat.
Yep, just to do overhead. I think we have a lot of, actually, a lot of straights we could build some. Actually, you could even use that for the conveyor belts. We do have a lot of conveyor belts to make.
Yeah, we have a full metric buttload of these things already. Okay, we have... Oh, this is from the battles, the landing pad as well. This third sprue has the gun.
Yeah, the big gun. I like a lot, that gun, actually.
Well...
It's going to be a strider gun?
So far, all this stuff is going to you to do what you will with.
We might turn that into the... what is it? The burst laser for the striders. They have, and we got big, more shields to build barriers. That's kind of cool.
Yes.
A lot of terrain.
So far, is all terrain. Sprue 4 is
what? Look at that
terrain
accessory sprue number. How many ladders do you have now, Jack?
And if you can see this, you hopefully you can see this. Someone's gray hair is wrapped around this sprue.
Maybe it's Ronnie's.
So someone at Mantic, I am going to have this DNA tested, and although now that I'm holding it, it does have a curly. Yeah, I won't.
Let's not ask questions.
Yeah, no. Let's all forget that was ever here. We'll put that sprue down right now, and we'll move on.
So Jack has a collection of ladders now. He was clipping accessory sprues. We had about a 500 accessory sprues that he's had, and yeah, we have a nice collection now. He's gonna wallpaper his wall with ladders.
Yeah, I segregated. That's a whole other story. That is a whole next time. Next time I'll tell you the grand tale of the box of miscellaneous terrain that showed up at my house and what eventually was done with it.
That's true. It's an ongoing saga.
It is. It is. It's like Gilgamesh mated with Odysseus.
Ah, fancy.
The next one is a sprue of Veerman.
More Veerman for you.
Well, I painted a ton of Veerman. Oh, and this, I love this sprue. Oh, you're going to... This is going to you.
I already had that sprue. I've done a lot of Veerman, too.
Where are your Veerman? I've never seen your Veerman.
We talked about them on the show. This is a long time ago, I think.
Well, it's the Veerman Nightmares / Crawlers sprue, and I thoroughly enjoyed putting them together, and I enjoyed painting them, and I did all of my Veerman except for one as the Nightmares.
Yeah, crawlers are the hand weapons, right?
Or it's the Night Crawlers. Yeah, I went with the pistols with all of them except for one. I put two knives in his hands because two knives looks dope.
Yeah.
And now that I've been tinkering around with Veerman lists, a nice selection of knife-wielding Veerman is nice too. So
there you go. You got more to build.
There you go. That's going to Rob.
That's Jack's going to build those Veerman.
The next sprue is, well, this is definitely going to you. This is Veerman Nightmares.
I have them too. I have two Veerman Nightmares I built. One each. We'll do one each. One more each.
Okay. A second one with the two big drills.
Big guys, yeah. I like these models too. They were cool.
They are.
I think they're probably my favorite Veerman to put together. I think they were my favorite.
And I really like the looks of them. And they were the ones I tested my paint scheme on. I painted them first to see how it went. And so the ones I did, I like them. But I could have done.
Well, there you go. Now you got more to do.
I've got another to do. You have another to do.
We're just going to argue every single time.
The next sprue coming out is...
Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Chris Crinkle. It's Christmas time. It is a sprue of... I can't tell if they're peacekeepers or regular enforcers due to scale. They look like...
Put it up to the screen.
They're regular enforcers.
Yeah.
They've got the assault arms on there. So if you want to build some assault forcers, here you go.
You don't have regular enforcers. You need that for your enforcer army.
It does have the flamer here.
There you go. Jack's going to have a whole enforcer army by the time he's got peacekeepers. Now he's got regular enforcers. So far, so good. That's kind of good.
That is kind of good.
That's how many are on there? 10?
Or
5? I think it's 10.
Standard. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 torsos.
So 5? Okay.
Yes.
That's not bad. You'll never need more than 5 enforcers, probably. So.
Not until we start doing 500-point armies.
That's true.
The next sprue coming out here is... I don't even... Oh, they're dwarves.
More dwarves. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. I don't have enough experience to say exactly what's in here, but it's a small pouch with dwarf bits plus another larger sprue.
I believe that's the Steel Warriors, I think that's what that is. I remember building them.
Well, a sprue of Steel Warriors. And the last full sprue coming out of here is Pathfinders.
Yeah, I said a dog drone. Yep.
The Pathfinders with the dog drone. Cape guy, I loved you with your cowl. I enjoyed putting these together, too.
Add them to your Enforcer army. Yeah, you already have Pathfinders. You have Pathfinders, Peacekeepers, and regular Enforcers now. You've got a good group.
But you need these. You don't have any dog drones.
Yes, I do. I built that, too.
Now I'm just doing a bit.
You're so funny.
Okay, so that's the full sprues.
Those are all sprues, yep.
So far, so good. If you were looking to start a army, I think you could easily do an Enforcer army as a starter box. Enforcers and Pathfinders, you could make a good strike team. Easy.
Rats, you're on your way for the rats.
Yeah, the Veermen for sure with the crawlers and the two nightmares.
We have to see what else.
I don't know enough about the dwarves.
They're kind of the standard unit, but you need some leaders or something for the dwarves.
But you're well on your way just on the sprues. There's a big pile of singles in here. So.
Oh, excellent.
So let's start with the singles next.
Singles. 68. Retro.
Play that B-side. Oh, Jesus. We're going to get to where I have no idea what any of these things are.
Hold them up to your camera. I should be able to identify them.
This is a Veerman, probably Dreadball player.
Well, he's your leader of your Veerman group. I have no idea who that is, but that's cool. It's nobody I've seen. He's Veerman for sure.
His head looks Veerman-y.
Must be, Veerman, but Dreadball. They do have a Veerman Dreadball team, so I'm not surprised. He's probably like the MVP for the Veerman, maybe.
He's got full armor.
He could be a progenitor leader.
He certainly can.
You got it on those sprues for the Veerman. You definitely have enough weapons. There's so many extra stuff on those sprues. You'll be able to kit anybody up.
Oh yeah, that guy could very easily become another progenitor or a anything that comes down the pipe.
Or a piper.
That's true too. Next we have a card girl for Dreadball.
The cheerleader.
She's holding up the little sign that says,
See, I painted one of those. You got to paint one of those now. Make her a hot cheerleader.
Go team. I'm not a big fan of the cheesecake. Plus, I think I have one of these in my bits box. I still got a ton of crap. Next, we have 2 plague dogs.
Extra plague dogs. That's nice. More, just to get 2 plague dogs.
More plague dogs. That's almost worth it right there. That was worth the $70.
I might have to take those plague dogs. I don't have any plague dogs.
I will give you these plague dogs because you gave me all those zombie-sized plague dogs, for which I will be eternally grateful for killing an Iron Ancestor with a plague dog.
Yeah, you do have about 50 plague dogs now, so.
Yes. Next we have... It looks like a... I don't know. It's Dreadball Ogre, perhaps, of some sort?
Oh, yeah, I think it's the Orc... guy for Dreadball, maybe?
He's got a spiky gauntlet and a helmeted head. This is thrilling for all our listeners at home. I guarantee it. Me just
guessing it, what you have.
I possibly... What I've purchased. I think it's an Orc Dreadball player, but I am not certain.
There you go. Maybe he could be one of the Orc mercs you can make him into.
Next is a enforcer or a human Dreadball player.
All right, once again, just give him a weapon.
Make him a Pathfinder, make him a
Recon.
Next, we have Oh.
Something big. What is that?
It is, for the Rebs, it is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I was just going to say, we haven't gotten any Obi-Wan Kenobis.
A Yindish, and which the more Yindish, the better.
Yeah, for sure. You need more Yindish.
Even if it wasn't for Obi-Wan Kenobi and Kylo Ren over here. Yeah, it's a three pack. It's got two humans and the one Yindish Rebs.
Nice. From the original Rebs pack.
Nice, nice.
I was just going to say, we didn't get any Rebs. That's funny.
This guy's got a gun. What is he? Oh, he is an orc commando.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got the cap.
Commando captain or regular commando? I guess there is no commando captain, I don't think. So it must be regular commando.
Yeah, I guess so. I hate his face.
Well, you got to find another head to put on him.
Yeah, let me just...
Oh, was that the garbage?
That was his new home. Next, we have a dwarf dreadball.
Dwarf, question mark?
Dwarf. Now it's just a look for a gun. If it's got a gun, then I'm like, okay, I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, I go...
Dreadball, yeah. Well, you know if it doesn't have a gun, it's dreadball.
Yeah, and this one doesn't have a gun, so it's a dwarf dreadball player.
There you go. Still coming. Jesus, this box keeps giving.
We have, I think it's two Asterion drones with the flight stands and whatnot.
You always need more drones.
Yeah, it's got the shield generator, the pulse bombard, and the other thing. Yeah.
Cool.
Next we have, dear.
Strange. Oh, it's going to be Mars Attacks because it's colored.
Is it? Yeah, but we've got ourselves a conundrum here, people. It's layers within layers within layers. It's a bag within bags. It's bag section.
Is it Martians or humans? That's the first question.
I can't even tell because they're wrapped up so. Oh, they gave you a free bag, a free empty bag in here. That's nice. Nice.
There's extra bags.
Yeah, just in case you're like, those guys.
I didn't get enough bags in that bag.
Yeah, why are those two guys fighting in there? I'll give you.
I think that's a flaming cow.
There is a flaming herd of cows.
Yeah, that's Mars Attacks for you.
Okay, do you have one of those?
Yes, I do. I've never painted it, but
your lies and deception. It is a Blaine.
Oh, a Mars Attack Blaine. I don't think we have him.
Mars Attack Blaine.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's a Blaine we don't have.
We got some more Blaine bling.
You got a paint. I don't think you've ever painted a Blaine, have you? I think I've painted every single Blaine.
I thought the one you gave me was candy and I ate it.
No, it is a taster.
That's right. Okay, and so assuming this is all Mars Attacks, we have a woman at a jaunty angle.
I had her too in one of the... She's the Mars Attacks Martian... Females who look like humans. I don't know if you remember the movie. Yeah, and she is at a hot water treatment necessary angle.
Okay, because yeah, she's
quite bent.
She ordered a pint of bitters, and that was for breakfast.
I think she's in a Michael Jackson video because she's bent at the ankles, like.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, there's more stuff from that Mars Attacks bag.
Yeah.
It never ends.
There's a Martian holding a Martian flag.
Hello, the standard bearer.
The standard bearer. A guy with a shotgun and a gorilla.
Oh, a gorilla, Jack.
A gorilla.
That could be your Yindish commander. Give him a weapon.
put a Yindish tail on him and just like... He's big, though.
That's something we didn't have. I've never had that one.
He's big.
Oh, he's like a real gorilla. He's not a gorilla Grodd. He's a real gorilla.
Yeah, he's close enough to a real gorilla. So that is that for that bag.
And you will call him Harambe.
Oh, I've got my dick out for him.
Oh.
Okay. Next up.
Still more?
Maw Beastage.
More Maw Beasts. Wow, you're getting a dog-a-thon here.
Two Maw Beasts right here. That would bring us up to, I think, eight.
Nice. Not enough.
No, not enough. Not enough. If we were playing Marauder on Marauder Violence, then you know that's...
We need about five more.
Yeah. Spoilers!
Stay tuned for the next team building exercise where we talk about Marauders.
Two packages. I swear to God, I didn't know. I just reached in. There we go.
So four Mob Beasts.
Four Mob Beasts. It is the Goblin Sniper and Commando combo.
More Goblin Snipers.
More Goblin Snipers. I don't know if we would ever need them, but they're fun to paint. So I'll give him to you.
Thanks.
And so I'm reaching in here and getting... Ooh. It's the Sorak. It's the Dead Zone Sorak.
And a Yindish.
And the running Yindish.
Nice. Another Rebs pack. We got a lot of Yindish, and that's... You almost got a Rebs force right here.
Sorax, yeah, certainly. If you ever wanted to play Dead Zone and have be able to field anything other than Plague, you're pretty close.
You got Plague Dogs, the only thing from Plague so far.
The Sorax, not great, but it's right there. The Yindish makes it well worth it. Okay. Next we have the Goblin Sniper and Commando combo again.
Can never have too many Goblin Snipers and Commandos.
Oh, but it does mean that I have to paint another Goblin Sniper.
Splitting it evenly.
That's the rules.
You can have them both. It's all right. I won't complain.
Sorak and Yindish combo.
Get an extra one of those.
So that is... So we'll have to split that up, too. We're both getting a Sorak and a Yindish combo. And I'm just going to peek in here. We got... Oh, there's a couple more in here. So...
Still going.
Hey, people, this is for $70.
It's a lot of stuff. At the end, we'll have to count it up and see how many actual miniatures you got. You got more than they advertised, I believe.
My first thought with the train, I'm thinking, oh, Jesus, we got all this.
It's just going to be full of terrain, you're expecting?
It's some floors and some connectors. Well, what do I need that for? I'm thinking, oh, I got rooked. No, that au contraire, mon frère. now we have two, the stage three leader, the general, and another stage three, just a regular.
More, ooh. See, you got some more plague.
So there's some plague, which they will go with the plague dogs to you so that you can
fill up my plague army.
Yeah. And another package of, two more plague.
Stage threes.
I'm guessing, since I did not stir this up, I'm sure they went two from this, because it seems like it's a striation, excavating, like an ecological dig.
You're an archaeologist?
I'm a plastic archaeologist right now. Now we have bases.
Oh, they actually give you bases.
One, two, three, four, five. Five sprues of the regular circular bases.
Can never have too many bases. You were just complaining about running out of bases.
Yeah, we can, because I have, 100 bases.
I know. I do, too.
You use secret weapon, and I use my own, so...
Yeah, we don't use semantic bases.
But we do have now four of the larger plastic bases for any of your large...
Bigger models.
One possibly half sprue of Dreadball bases with hex, the hex.
Clear hex bases.
Clear hex bases. Mm.
You're going to make some glasses out of?
And that, other than what appears to be a slip of paper, is the end of the taster. So let's just take a look and see.
Might have quantities on it. I wonder if it's got...
It does not.
No.
But it does say to me, my billing address and such, thank you for your order. We hope your goods reach you in good condition and that you enjoy your purchase. Yeah. Well, it did, except for one gray hair, and I will.
That's bonus.
Except for that one gray hair. and it says the order amount, £49.99.
Yep, so about $70 Canadian.
Yep.
And you got about probably about maybe 50 miniatures there? Maybe more?
An editor's note, if we care enough, after we count them up, we could see. But a fair share. And literally, there's Rob's painted none of these that we got, so we'll be able to give them.
Editor's note. There were 58 miniatures, plus terrain, plus the bases. A great deal was had by all. And now back to the show.
But, the drones, low on the priority list. We have a ton of those to put together. But some of the other stuff is...
You got quite a few enforcers to play with. That'd be fun.
The Veerman, the Sorax for a Reb's army.
The Indiges.
And just stuff we'd never had before. The Blaine.
Yeah, the monkey and the guy with the shotgun. It's interesting. It was a nice selection.
I think that was what it was advertised as. It was advertised as a way to clear space, but also to give you a little sampling. And I think it did.
And the question is, why they call it a taster and not a crazy box anymore? Maybe it was offending for people to say crazy box, or was it that the crazy box was it seemed too crazy for the average person? They just need a taster.
was the crazy box that size, that volume?
It's almost like two crazy box. It is two crazy box put together. I think that's pretty much the price of it.
So it's
like getting two crazy boxes. Yeah.
So maybe the crazy box hasn't gone the way the dodo. It's just that they needed to just up their game a bit. They needed to.
Well, they definitely seem like a lot of it is the old rustic stuff. So they're getting rid of that. Obviously, make way for the hard plastics. Although these enforcers are hard plastic. They're on the sprue, so they're hard plastic enforcers. That's cool.
And the new Pathfinders with the dog, which is a relatively new release.
And all the Veerman is all new, obviously.
The Veerman, but again, four Maw Beasts. It's almost like they knew, they looked and went, hey, Jack, this one's, hey, it's that guy from that terrible podcast.
Well, he needs more Maw Beasts.
He needs some Maw Beasts. He needs some Yindish. He needs some.
Yeah, it's pretty much all of our favorite things. Let's think of not much plague. There's only a few plagues. I was always expecting a stage one. They usually throw in a stage one. No vehicles. Obviously not Striders because those things were gold. It's hard to get those things.
But they used to send the tricycles.
That's what I was expecting. The things we have like eight of, the Marauder trikes, and the one Forge Father weapon, the one with the four guns barrels.
I can't remember what it's called.
Those are things they must have finally ran out of those things, thankfully. But really, it wasn't too much of... it was a good selection. It wasn't too much of the same thing. Like, it wasn't like you get... I was expecting quite a few Obi-Wan Kenobis, but you got one bag. But still, I expected like five bags of those things. I was expecting more accessory sprues. Only one accessory sprue I'm happy with.
Yeah. Again, the train, I was like, uh-oh, there's a bit of a shaky start, but...
Well, they didn't even advertise any terrain, so it's good to get some terrain even. So there you go. That was the unboxing of the Mantic Sci-Fi Taster. I don't know if it's still available, but if it is, that's what you can expect. So go check it out if you're interested.
And I put my pre-order in. It said it was going to ship on the 29th was when it was going to start. I did a pre-order, and I can only imagine how it was not that long. It was...
Yeah, they got him out quick. It was good.
Yeah.
So we'll take a break here. We'll be back to talk about our stuff. And then we'll close out the show. How's that sound?
Sounds marvelous.
It is time for a brief message from our friends at Iron Watch Magazine.
Do you like Mantic Games? Do you want to read about your favorite games in a monthly magazine? Have we got the offer for you? Iron Watch Magazine. Iron Watch brings you the latest news, articles, and short stories taking place in the Mantic universe. Threadball, Kings of War, Dead Zone, Warpath. You want it? They got it. Ironwatch.wordpress.com. Get it now for the low, low price of free. You can't beat that at twice the price. That's ironwatch.wordpress.com. Download now.
And now, back to your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Pike. Now for a segment we call Our Stuff.
And welcome back. And now we're going to talk about Our Stuff. And Jack, I'm going to start first. And I painted up from a crazy box from, must have been from Christmas. I got some, the old GCPS troops. It's a 10-pack of troops from the old Warpath. And I decided to make them up and paint them up as a little unit. And it was fun because I made them gray and green and kind of Starship Trooper'd them up. And I had fun with them. And I just did the base with like a basic, I tried to do for the Red of Mars basic troop base. And it's a squad of 10 guys, and they all have different weapons and different heads.
That's an aquatic looking camouflage. Like if I was going to assault an underground or an undersea lab.
Well, I think it looks a lot more blue in the pictures. It's actually just gray.
Oh,
it's not actually blue. It's gray.
And where would someone, if they really wanted to see whether this dress is gold or black, where would people be able to come and look at this your painting splendor?
You can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and see all the pictures we've been talking about up until this point and beyond.
YouTube.
Oh, yes. And also you can go to YouTube now. I never talk about the YouTube because I don't care.
We should. We've breached 100 viewers, and it's not even our forte. Like, we have a ton of subscribers. We have a ton of people listening to the podcast. That's our bread and butter, but having 100 subscribers on YouTube and getting 50 people, listen every month. We're spreading the love.
Plus, we do the team building exercise. If anybody who watches this on YouTube, the team building exercises aren't on YouTube on our channel. They're on the Family Gamer 777. So if you are looking to see those ones, we've done 3 so far, and you only watch us on YouTube, so you wouldn't have heard it, go check those out. We do it with Coach and Georgie the Goblin. And actually, we've only done 2. The third one will be out this month. So if you're wondering what you're like, 3, I only see 2. We've only done 2 so far. We've recorded 3.
Unless you're watching this or listening to us in the far future, in which case we've already done all 7.
And we've been burned to death in a nuclear fire.
It was a horrific, it was a national tragedy. And hopefully there's a memorial.
I, for one, welcome our cockroach overlords.
Our conflagration just puts a smile on your face.
It does, actually. So, Jack, what have you been up to?
Not a damn thing.
Liar!
What?
You know you have. You've done more than me this time.
Ah, yes. Thanks to Community Pat, does a little sit and chat session. Every couple weeks we all get together on a hangout, and it's just nice. It's not recorded. It's not.
Yes, it is. No, it isn't. I'm joking. But it is. Anybody can come. It is on, if you go to Mantic North America's Facebook page, you usually post the link. So if you see that, it's us hanging out. Come on in.
Not everyone. Some of you riffraff don't.
You know who we're talking about.
Yeah, come on.
Not you. It's the guy. No, the guy next to you. Yeah, that guy. Not you. You're okay.
So my crafting and finding myself a single again after quite some time. And then with the Dead Zone Monthly, where we sit and we hobby and we chat. So I've been hella productive.
It's true. It's like a renaissance.
A renaissance.
So you did some more rats, and you ratted them up.
Yes. The list goes, I did all of the Veermen that come from the old Warpath ones with the drill bit sword, whatever that would be.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. there was 5 of those that came with Infestation. I did the progenitors, the two-pack of progenitors, one that set up like the sniper and one that set up like a He's got like an ejecting unit on one arm, and I slapped a gun in his other hand because he looked kind of naked. And I did the Piper, so that's five troops plus two progenitors and the Piper. I did.
Well, let's settle down here. Let's talk about before you go on. Let us talk about these guys more in depth.
Okay.
I just like to say that you did a cool, like, rusted up, beat down. They look like they've been living in the sewers look to these guys, which, once again, I like that look for the Veermen. Because they're all metallics, but they're not, like, they're not fresh and fancy metallics.
No, no. And the armor, I was either going to paint them like they do at Mantic. They paint them yellow and have patches that are metallic. But I wanted them, I feared they would look, like, everything subterranean seems to wear metal. I think that's just our intrinsic racistness.
With the dwarves in the
Yeah, I know but I did dirty them up, made it look ragtag. None of the colors are really all the same amongst them. I made sure their fur wasn't the same. I added some rust and dirt.
You do some color, like the one progenitor has his yellow shoulder pads, and the one guy has green arms and.
Yeah.
A little bit of color.
Yeah, it's just, but nothing that would look uniform. I didn't want any uniformity, except for their weapons, because...
Yeah, they're going to be mass-produced or stolen or something.
Yeah. I assume they're tools that are used for mining.
Who knows?
They're not in the fluff, but I said... And the one thing I will say is that the Piper, I didn't do the swarms for him yet either. But I did the Piper. He has these mechanical tendrils coming out of the back of his head,
like dreadlocks.
Yeah, if you look at his photos or the any pictures, well, the one I got, the dreadlocks were mushed down, and clearly either a production error or something terrible. So I tried to fix them, couldn't do that. So I took them off, blended it in with his back, and gave him a cape.
Yeah, you made a cape on him.
I gave him a cape so that A, he doesn't look like anyone else's Piper, and B, because the tendrils looked pretty sketch best. And whatever it affected the back there, and also when I put the head on, the tendrils didn't line up. So there was a whole thing going on. But
taking over the mold too fast or something?
Something.
But the only thing I don't like about the Piper is his size. I find him, he's only the size of, he's less than, shorter than the progenitors, isn't he? He's not even as big as them. He's like pretty much a regular rat size.
Yeah. I don't know. He's got almost like a wolfish looking. He looks like a cartoon rat villain from a cartoon, like from a movie that I've not seen, but only seen like a poster of.
The Rescuers or somebody? Or what was the one that the rats... Yeah, was it Rescuers that was...
I don't know.
Sherlock Holmesian? Or no, the Great Mouse Detective. And then the Moriarty Mouse. That's what he looks like.
Maybe. He's got a little goatee and stuff.
Now we got to find a picture of him. I'll put it up in the thing.
But he is the same size as a regular Veerman. There's no... Which is fine. I just anticipated bigger. Seeing the model and the, you know, from afar, I anticipated him being.
Yeah, me too. That's all. That was the only thing I was like, oh, he's not as big as I thought he'd be. And then what else did you do, Jack, after you did that?
I painted five peacekeepers. That was, they're the peacekeepers I built during our first Dead Zone Monthly.
You did a green paint job, green and brownish kind of?
Yeah, I did a green camouflage. So greens, multicolored greens and browns. And I like them. I like their, again, I positioned them all different ways. And I gave one a shield and I gave them a pose that looked, you know.
Badass.
Pretty badass. And, I think that's the pose you have to give the guy with the shield.
Yeah, it's the classic. I like the guy that has his weapon just close to him. In the group picture there, if you're looking on the website, he's the guy in the back left corner. I like him. He's just like, he's really holding his weapon close to his body. I've always liked that model. I've, you know, that's one of the standard models you get, but that's cool. And then with all these guys, you made your own bases, right? You've been molding bases?
Yes. All the Veermen, Peacekeepers, everything I do from now on is going to be my homemade, I don't think it'll get too much. Like if at some point I'm sick of seeing the same cogs and the same gears and the same, patterns, then maybe, but in the foreseeable future, I don't think I'll use anything else. It's easy making resin bases.
And when are you going to start selling these to the general public?
I can give away some because I have tons.
Well, don't say that. People will be lining up. So if you can find Jack on the internet as like a treasure hunt, if you can find him to contact him on any social media, you can get a free free base.
A free base.
A free group. I'd say 5 bases. Because I'm being generous.
I would say that you can find me. I would love to freebase with you.
Oh, nice. Drug reference. So, and also, if anybody's doing their own bases or if they have their own color schemes, we are looking for show notes. We haven't had any in a while, but we are always willing to showcase other people's stuff. So please, Twitter us at Dead Zone Podcast. Email us at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. Or hit us up on the old Facebook. We do have a Facebook group. If you go to Dead Zone the Podcast on Facebook, you'll find us there too. So join the group, post your pictures, and we'll put them in the show and talk about them and tell how much better they are than ours. Because we suck. No, we're
good. We love seeing your stuff, and we've got our usuals, our Anthony Hopkinses, our Douglas Thoynes. We have some notables, but we'd like to see some fresh faces, see what you got going on. Especially Infestation has come out. You had to have gotten stuff painted, and I'd love to see Warpath stuff when that comes out.
Yep, for sure. Well, there you go. That was a pretty good episode, Jack.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Again, I apologize for the audio quality. That must be just grating. It's making your soul hurt right now, but we had no choice. I apologize.
We did it near a studio so that you could unbox the box.
I did it in the unboxing friendly area.
So, join us next time when we have more news eventually. That'll be October, so it's getting close to Warpath release, so that'll be fun. That probably won't be till the November episode. And then coming up the last Wednesday of this month is team building exercise number 3, where we talk about the Marauders. And you know how much we love the Marauders, so it should be a fun show.
Thankfully, we put aside our differences. We were adults about the thing, the whole situation, and I think it showed that we are capable broadcasters, objective, and well worth what we get paid.
Professionals.
Look it up.
Every penny that Mantic spends on us, it comes out in our episodes, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, that one in particular. That one really.
And until next time, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And this has been Dead Zone the Podcast. We'll see you next time. Is that a flaming cow I see? Oh, poor guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions. You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. And now, a word from the fine folks at Vinland Old Time Radio.
Vinland Old Time Radio.
It is to laugh.
Astro!
Hoi there, dirigible.
It's a gavel. A halt a gavel.
Have you read The King in Yellow?
Africa's a continent?
It's with great protest.
Ooh, now that's some fine programming.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com